There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Adamo.
And Adamo is the founder, one of the founders of copblock.org. We've got him back in the studio. I'm happy that you're back in Keene. And,
yeah, it's great to be in here.
Yeah, available back here to get behind a microphone. There's obviously plenty of police-related news out there, but it's not all cop-related news that we can talk about here tonight. There's other stuff. As well as an opinion piece about supposed libertarian welfare queens. You heard about this, Adamo?
I have read this.
So I think we should jump into that one. We can come back to the cop stuff here in a little bit. The story is from, silentache.wordpress.com by MK Lords, who I like personally.
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers as well.
I like MK. She actually gave Mark and myself a ride around down Orlando. There was a Bitcoin conference that we went to a couple months back, and super nice lady. I don't know if I agree with the points that she's making in this piece, but let's jump into it, shall we?
Yeah, I mean, I read the article yesterday. Or maybe it was the day before. I can't remember.
It's pretty fresh. Yeah. I guess it just came out a couple days ago.
But I guess my sentiments are probably going to be similar to yours, is that, you know, welfare, in my opinion, is derived from the state, mm-hmm. and it's a form of redistribution of wealth against the wishes, most likely, of the individuals giving such money, right? And so, like, an organization, a government, whatever it might be, takes these funds and redistributes them. Now, like, an organization doing it is voluntary. The government does it not so voluntary. Two forms of welfare, in my opinion. Then there's charitable donations, you know, or some things that can be given for services in some extent. And so these are very clear lines, in my opinion, like welfare or donations. That's a very distinctive difference. And, you know, I don't know if MK Lords had as much information. Like, it doesn't seem to be like, oh, here's a receipt from, like, welfare of the state that this person got. The three people she named, I believe, were Molyneux, Kokesh, and Cantwell, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't see any, like, shock and awe of, like, hey, this person is actually doing that from welfare, but yet classifying, like, their donations as welfare.
Right, using the term welfare to ascribing that, suggesting that the people who she's talking about are actually on welfare. The headline suggests that, but the allegations don't. And so what she's saying here is that certain people within the libertarian movement, she believes, are taking advantage of folks. Let me give you the intro here. She says, lately I've been getting tired of the same old scams coming from the same old people in the libertarian movement. She puts that in quotes. Many OG, that's original gangsta, libertarians I've spoken with agree. So I thought I'd compile a list of popular but parasitic libertarians. It turns out libertarians and ANCAPs are some of the worst capitalists ever. Despite raging against taxpayer-supported welfare queens, there seems to be quite a lot of libertarians fighting for the ever-depleting capital flowing from the chapped teats of other libertarians. Libertarians employ a variety of tactics to spread their message, but a tactic I must disagree with is begging for money from people in your movement for stunts that are utopian at best and ineffective or dangerous at worst. Libertarians also have an aversion. Now, the stunts that she's talking about there, she doesn't really go into it in the article, so I'm not sure to what she is referring. Libertarians, she says, also have an aversion to critiquing fellow libertarians because of the small scope and influence the philosophy currently has, and because many of them feel it would harm the movement. Really? Is that true? Because I see no shortage of inter-movement sniping going on.
No, me neither. And I mean, this is one of the reasons why I've pretty much become retired from liberty activism. I became very tired with defending myself within people that I shouldn't have to defend myself to, especially over matters that are so subjective as this. If Ms. Lourdes doesn't appreciate the value of these people's contributions, like we could sit here and go back and forth on whether either one of these people is effective, and it's merely subjective. You know, you might think mm-hmm. person A in this article is effective, and I might disagree. And that's great. You know, like we need diversity in any community or group. I think that's important. MK Lourdes probably doesn't donate any money to any of these people. That's what fine. She should do, and that's great. I discussed this with another friend of mine last night, and I stated to her that I would have been more on board with an article that would be titled, like, How Not to Be a Welfare Whore to this.
What would that mean?
Well, like, this is what I do to not solicit donations or beg for money. This is the ways I like to fund my activism. This is how I do activism for free. This is how I do, instead of calling people out, I'm like, you guys are bad. Be like, in the movement to pull it back to why I semi-retired is because like I didn't want to defend myself and I didn't want to say these things and I don't want to sit around and point out like you're doing wrong or you're doing good. I just want to do.
Yeah, and, for sure. And focus on you and what you can get done.
Focus what you can get done. You know, like Molyneux, I've never been a real big fan of Molyneux, but I appreciate the work he's done. He's woken people up. I don't think he's like, you know, my cup of tea. You know, I don't give him any money, but I've supported things that, like the Keene Convention. I've now that I've been back in the work world, I've been giving some money to some things, and those are subjective to what I like. And, I haven't given any of these guys any money. I live with Chris Cantwell, and so I probably help him, survive by, sharing rent and utilities and things, but I don't give him any money either. And so it's like, that's not necessarily because I disagree with what Cantwell does. It's just...
So if somebody's actually scamming, then I think it makes sense to let people know that, right? Like if somebody is actually, presenting themselves as one thing, but then, or like saying, I'm going to do this with your money, and then they're doing something else. And if you have evidence of that, then
by all means, please, transparency, yes.
Yeah, let's have an article about libertarian scam artists. I mean, if that's what the problem is that people are being dishonest.
Sure, there's been plenty of them.
Yeah, so let's hear about that. I want to hear about that because, I don't want to give somebody money and then find out that they weren't actually doing what they said they were going to do with it. That would be really disturbing to me. So I don't have a problem, calling out somebody for something dishonest, but to suggest that, taking donations, as she will, I think, suggest here in a moment, is somehow akin to being on welfare, I don't think that's really intellectually honest.
And it seems more that she just doesn't like these people's content. She doesn't find value in it, so like she wouldn't put any money to it, and she doesn't understand why anyone else would.
Well, and it's okay to try to dissuade people from, giving money to people with whom you disagree, but again, to use the term welfare queen is a little inflammatory. And by the way, I'm with you on this, Adamo, as far as Molyneux is concerned. I've also, in the past, been friendly to Stefan Molyneux. We've had him on the show as a guest co-host. He's been live with us from the Porcupine Freedom mm-hmm. Festival and other places. And then the whole thing happened where he used the copyright laws against one of his critics and never apologized for it. In fact, is defending that use of the copyright laws, all the while claiming that he's against copyright and against intellectual property. So there's some real legitimate critiques out there about Stefan Molyneux, and I became so uncomfortable with some of the things that he was saying about women and other areas that I pulled him off the air of LRN.FM. So his show's not on the air anymore, but he could apologize for what he did and make amends to the person whose YouTube channel his actions resulted in, or his manager's actions resulted in being damaged, being taken offline. So I think there's, I don't want to make it sound like I don't think that some of her critiques are completely valid. I think they are. So let's continue.
Well, I think they're valid too, and I think, I just think maybe the framing. I feel like there's so much bickering back and forth with some folks. It's like, fine, you want to call these people out for maybe not being the most effective with their money, for maybe not creating the content that they should with their money. Those are all valid points that could possibly be made. I don't think she went into as much detail to sell me on that in this exact article. Mm-hmm. I know you want to continue, but if she had, it would have been maybe a little more different. And I think adding a more positive, like this is how you can go about it, would have given this a more well-rounded viewpoint. Here it was just like, you know.
It seems like sour grapes.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll come back with the more from the story here. And the story is called Libertarian Welfare Queens. And we'll get what you think as well. You're welcome to call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves right here on Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, we have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is Free Talk Live a libertarian welfare queen?
Oh,
because,
is it?
Well, because we ask for donations.
That's right.
Regularly, actually. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can support Free Talk Live for $5 per month. We'll take that money in and invest it in the show.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully get on more radio stations. I would say that the 160 or just about 160 stations that we have here, a good bulk of them, probably 90% of them, are on because of the Free Talk Live AMP program, because of contributions from listeners like you for helping us out. The story here that we're sharing with you is called Libertarian Welfare Queens, and it seems like a bit of a sensationalist headline in a story about some people who are prominent within the liberty movement that there are some legitimate critiques about. I'll give her, you know, MK Lords, the author here, who I happen to like personally. I give her the credit, you know, that like some of her critiques I agree with.
I would as well.
But I don't think that it's accurate necessarily to call these guys welfare queens. But let's get into that here in a moment. One thing you can do to get more liberty-oriented news and information is drop by freedomsphoenix.com. That's where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. They are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to freedomsphoenix.com. And by the way, you can sign up for their free daily dispatch there as well. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So over at silentache.wordpress.com, the Libertarian Welfare Queens article here, MK Lord's writing, she says, I've been distancing myself from the label libertarian for some time now because I hate echo chambers and increasingly felt being pulled into one. My news feed has slowly but surely become filled with the same slogans, the same news stories, the same solutions, the same begging, even the same fake names. Criticism is shot down with paranoid accusations of concern trolling or even of being a Fed. She says dissidence is not allowed, and any half-assed attempt at activism by a celebritarian is venerated as groundbreaking. Thousands of dollars get thrown at activists, she puts that in quotes, who have disappeared other thousands with little explanation. Critiques of thought leaders are brushed away with a weak argument, but such and such did so much for liberty in the past, as if it matters. Redirecting capital to effective, peaceful free market solutions could do wonders for human progress, and I support a diversity of tactics approach to solving social problems. That doesn't mean I believe all tactics are equally effective. It's important to ask hard questions of charismatic leaders and press even harder when they evade. Living off the charity of people in your own movement while arguing for capitalism seems oxymoronic, especially when you keep ignoring market responses to your work. She says, I'm not part of the liberty movement, though people still try to get me to add it to my work description on Facebook. Do I promote the ideas of liberty? Sure. I've done several podcasts and am even a co-host on a libertarian-themed radio show. She's on the Freedom Fiends.
Yep.
But it's because I want liberty for myself. I have no illusions about achieving freedom for mankind and sacrificing myself for the greater cause of liberty to the point of financial hardship. Newsflash, you can be an activist and have a job. And this, I think, kind of touches on the, I don't know what word I want to use, kind of the thrust of this article, and that is that libertarians with a job are somehow
better
or more valuable than those who have actually made doing activism or commentary or media work or whatever you want to call it, doing this creation of content. They've made that into their career. They've made that into something that pays the bills. And it's, in most cases, something that just barely pays the bills or, you know, it's not quite paying the bills, but it's something. You know, they're getting some money coming in and, you know, whether or not they're living off of it is a question you'll have to ask those individuals. But
this is the part of the article that I agree the most with, is that, you know, I do understand what she's trying to say here, and I do feel that way a little bit myself, like, you know, being back into a slave world job myself, I see the benefits of, you know, not having to have these stresses. You know, I feel that Pete and I, when we traveled, and even myself, until I, whatever, retired, did really well at raising funds. Mm-hmm. Motorhome Diaries was heavily donation funded at the start, but as that ended, we became more, you know, like T-shirts, swags. You get things in return for donation services. You know, you and I have connected on sponsorships or advertisements. You know, and so you're trading services, and I definitely found that that's more effective to raise funds than it is this flat out ask for donations. But no one would complain if you were providing the service. You know, this argument wouldn't be on the table any longer. And so maybe some of these people could do that more effectively. Maybe she could have added that into her article. But the point that I wanted to touch on, just to get into that prelude there, is, you know, the alternatives. I do believe that that is a big hole in the quote-unquote movement, is that a lot of people want to create content, and there's an oversaturation of people maybe who want to make content.
Yeah, there's plenty of libertarian talk shows out there.
Exactly, and blogs and content creators, whether they're just live streaming or tweeting or social media
YouTube
presence, whatever it might be. There's plenty of that out there. It's where are the alternatives? And I got into a conversation with another friend of mine about this, you know, with the political season that just passed, you know, a lot of folks that are in the political realm want to infiltrate that and like a party or do something like that. And I feel that, you know, that might not be the best use of, that's definitely not the best use of my time. You know, I really don't want to tell anybody else what to do anymore. You should do something out of my vocabulary, because I don't mind like Molyneux doing this and Molyneux doing, or Kokesh doing whatever, or Cantwell, like they're doing their own things. You know, but for me, it's like, I'd much rather look at the alternatives or infiltrate, you know, like I got a job at a big Fortune 500 company, and it's like, you know, status as can be because of the man is as big as can be. But if, you know, a couple hundred people here in New Hampshire partake, you know, directly with the Free State Project, partake in the political world trying to infiltrate that. If they just went to some established business that actually produces something and infiltrated that, they would, in my personal opinion, have more success on the thing. But you know, I don't want to write an article about it and go back and forth. It is what it is. And so to bring it back to MK Lord's thing, like, I agree with the statement that, you know, creating the alternatives might be a better thing, but yet I don't want to sit here and tell people what they should or shouldn't do. I don't think it's that big of an issue. Like, I'm doing my thing.
Well, right.
A number of people are doing a number of their things.
Yeah, I would never consider telling someone, hey, you need to quit your job and do full-time activism. And similarly, I wouldn't presume to tell someone who has managed to quit their job that they somehow need to go back to being a workaday person, and because, you know, you need to do that in order to be respected or something like that. Like, it's none of my business. You know, you should do whatever it is that you feel is best for you. And if
right.
you feel like you need to work a full-time job and, you know, do activism on the side, then that's cool. I have respect for that. This is going to take people of all shapes and sizes and all different kind of roles. We're going to come back here with more in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We'll talk more about the libertarian welfare queen's claim here on a blog post, and we'll get your thoughts as well. Is she on to something here? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into some of the guts of her comments here in a moment, because so far it's just been some griping about some of the ins and outs of the movement. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case left sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves if you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. More libertarian infighting.
Woo-hoo.
It never ends. There's always somebody critiquing something else that someone did, and that's fine. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I don't mind the infighting as much as some people do, because to me it's conversation. It needs to happen.
Yeah, and you know, it shows that the movement is growing, and it's, you know, large enough to the point where obviously, not everyone agrees with one another, and that's okay. But are the accusations true? Is the headline even close to accurate? Libertarian Welfare Queens is the name of the piece. It's over at silentache.wordpress.com, written by M.K. Lords, who I find to be a likable liberty activist. I don't know her very well, but I've had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time in her company, and I think she has the best of intentions. I just don't necessarily agree with the thrust of her piece here, which we'll get deeper into in a moment. Your comments and thoughts are welcome, and if you love good coffee, then you need to try the coffee from BuzzBox. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound delivered right to your door. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost. The pound itself will cost you nothing. Now, when you get signed up, you'll get on their auto ship program, which allows you to customize how often you're sent coffee and what flavor and in what amount. And they will send it to you as often as you'd like. You pay the shipping cost for that free pound. They'll get it over to you at coffee.freetalklive.com. So it's 100% organic, shade grown, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and it's competitive competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But something they do that's different over at BuzzBox is they've teamed up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to help set up a program to turn these coffee profits into microloans, meaning that for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up over at coffee.freetalklive.com, we'll be able to fund out one new microloan every single month to people in really tough parts of the world. So it's a great way for you to get some great coffee and help other people in the world at the same time. So you really can't beat that. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound by paying the shipping cost tonight. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. So back to the story here. Libertarian Welfare Queens, MK Lords, is writing about some of the concerns she has with some of the people in the Liberty movement. She claims here that you can be an activist and have a job. Well, while that's true, I don't think her next claim is really accurate. She says, and you can even be an effective full-time activist. It would seem to me that by virtue of having a full-time job, you would be precluded from doing anything else full-time for the most part.
I mean, sure, I guess it depends on the individual. I mean, I've been known to log some 80-hour weeks, and you could easily do two full-time jobs. I guess if we're defining a full-time job by a 40-hour week, you know,
yeah, I mean,
you could do it. I'm just saying, would you be effective at both? Because that's what I found, is that something has to give. You know, especially when I've tried to, like, you know, do three or four tasks at the same time, you know, maybe like a side job of consulting network-wise while doing projects, while, you know, everyday life things, right? You know, there's still, like, your errands that you have to run and your, you know, laundry,
sure,
cooking, cleaning,
you got
things
stuff to do.
Right. And,
and
so,
there's sleep.
And there's sleep. I guess sometimes you should probably get some of that.
Yeah.
And so, though I believe it is possible, I don't think it's the norm for most people. And, you know, some people, you know, would need to, something to have to give, like, you know, a part-time job and part-time activism, or a full-time job and part-time activism, weekend activism, whatever it might be. And that's, I think that's the common road that people can take, you know, and identifying roles. I mean, a lot of us understand the division of labor, you know, as far as like a manufacturing process and, you know, and an economic scale. There's also that within the Liberty movement. I mean, if somebody wants to work and donate money, that's great. And then they do that, and then somebody stays full time. It's like, it can work out. You know, I don't, you know, really see too much of the issue with that.
I think that, you know, a lot of people, they're working 8, 9, 10-hour, 12-hour days, depending on the kind of job that,
right,
that they've got. And as you said, Adamo, you've got other stuff that's you're responsible for, whether it's taking care of kids or it's cleaning up the house, doing dishes when you get home. A lot of people are beat tired after a day at work.
I mean, it's rough.
It's exhausting to go out there and you know, be in the working world and stressful. And, of course, then, you know, most people aren't fortunate enough to be able to work in their home, so there's also travel time,
exactly,
involved as well. And so some people are traveling a half hour, 2 hours, an hour to go to work, and then another hour on the way back or whatever. And it really eats into any time you might have to do any kind of activism. So I don't think there are too many people out there who have full-time jobs who can really dedicate that same amount of hours per week to doing activism. Nor do I think they should try. I don't think that's realistic. It's not a realistic goal.
Right. But they probably wouldn't be able to keep up content on the regular basis that would make it profitable, or, you know, even revenue neutral, let's say. You know, a full-time activist, like, if they weren't doing it full-time, then their content would be staggered, their website wouldn't be as popular, mm-hmm, like, they might get a viral piece and then lose, you know, like,
the
that
momentum.
Was one of the best things, yeah, that happened at CopBlock when enough people came there that I didn't have to blog 7 days a week, you know, that I didn't have,
yeah,
to be there. And so, you know, unless you have that type of group blog set up or, like, teamwork going on, you will need to be a full-time activist to really make an impact, or at least to have a consistent traffic to your site, let's say. Forget about the impact, just, like, steady numbers, you know, steady content, steady hits, whatever.
She goes on, she says, I like the idea of free markets, but ultimately I'm an individualist anarchist, if you must label it. The religiosity of some libertarians is off-putting. They criticize non-believers for being brainwashed sheep as they parrot the words of their own deities, who unfortunately range from the scholarly to the deranged. They also cry a lot about not having the capital of other movements, as if it's a mystery where it's going. Sorry, but you guys wasted it on libertarian welfare queens. She now defines the term libertarian welfare queen. She says, is a prominent libertarian who lives off the donations of other libertarians, but produces content that is factually incorrect, manipulative, embarrassing, threatening, and oftentimes ineffective or counterproductive. So really what she's saying is that a libertarian welfare queen, to her, to her mind, is someone who makes content she doesn't like and accepts donations for it.
Sure.
So
I think some of this needs to put in reality. I mean, I don't know much about Stefan or Adam's exact living situations or whatever, but I mean, like, it's my, you know, I live with Cantwell, and I know he's not paying $4,000 a month for rent. You know, I know he's not
he's driving an old Ford.
Yeah, and he's not eating filet mignon steaks shipped in from the best, you know, organic beef cattle farm in the country. So, you know, I know she mentioned earlier thousands of dollars. I would think that's a stretch for my roommate. Now, Adam, you know, I believe in the past has mentioned to taking, like, VA benefits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that would be, like, the closest to welfare you get defined by me. And we can go into the argument of whether he takes it, someone else does or doesn't. Doesn't matter to me, you know.
Yeah, that was another question I wanted to ask later on. I'll ask it now if you want to comment. You're welcome to at 855-453. And that is that even if they were actually taking welfare, you know, meaning government
money, funds,
would there be anything wrong with that? And you'd like, you're welcome. We'll come back to that question.
Sure.
The toll-free number again is 855-453. But she goes on here. She says they are the leeches who are somehow able to keep raising money despite questionable practices in their activism. Now, look, if there's questionable practices in their activism, let's have an article about the questionable practices. And she does go into some of the things that she disagrees with here.
Right.
I think some of them I agree with, some of her critiques. So that's a legitimate article to write. But then to call someone a leech just because you don't agree with the way that they've used funds, or, you know, you don't like their activism, that's just name calling. Calling someone a leech, a leech is, you know, a beast,
right,
that attaches itself to unwanted hosts and sucks the blood out of them. That's not what's going on with any of these people. Now,
to my knowledge, I don't know if they're, I mean, at least to my knowledge, right, I don't think they're abusing the circumstances in which people are donating to them under.
I don't know about that.
Right.
And if there are allegations, then
someone should bring them forward.
Yeah, let's hear those allegations. There are some. There's something she links to in the part about Adam Kokesh that I did not take the time to read, just because I don't give him money, so I'm not really concerned about that.
Maybe it was when he was locked up and all that money went missing.
There was something about that.
Right.
So let's hear about those allegations. But to call someone a leech is not a really an accurate statement at all, I don't think, because, you know, a leech is somebody, it's a parasite. A leech is something that, and she uses the term parasite in here as well, but, you know, a parasite is something that does not, you know, you don't consent to the parasite. You don't want to have a tick on you. You don't want to have a leech on you. These people who are donating to these folks they support, they want to. They feel good about it. They're voluntarily choosing to do that. Now, maybe they're voluntarily choosing to do that based on some misinformation. Maybe they're doing that based on, you know, an illusion of what they think this person is, but they're not actually who they claim to be. Those are all legitimate critiques. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Connection. You know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Ademo.
Ademo from copblock.org. As we continue here, we'll of course take your calls about whatever you'd like to discuss, but we're talking about the infighting going on at the moment within the liberty movement. It's not like it's ever stopped going on. This is just
another iteration
of it. And it is an article over at silentache.wordpress.com, which is the blog of MK Lord. She's a fairly prominent liberty-oriented lady, and I find her to be a likable person. I think that some of her critique in this article is valid. It's just that it's written in an inflammatory manner that I don't think was really necessary, to use the term libertarian welfare queens to essentially describe someone in the movement that you don't like asking for donations. That's ultimately what her description breaks down to here. She says the title of the story, Libertarian Welfare Queen, and she further goes on to admit here that she's not using the term welfare in its typical definition,
right?
That is, you know, someone who's collecting a check from some sort of government agency. She says it's a prominent libertarian who lives off the donations of other libertarians, but produces content that is factually incorrect, manipulative, embarrassing, threatening, and sometimes ineffective or counterproductive. They are the leeches, she says, who are somehow able to keep raising money despite questionable practices in their activism, and whose serious ethical breaches are ignored or forgiven despite no attempt at restitution. Now, again, if those things are true, then let's hear about it. Let's, you know, those are legitimate critiques, perhaps. Let's have that. But to engage in name-calling, I think, is unnecessary. The people she says named here in this article are not the only ones in libertarianism that I consider to be counterproductive either. She says, but enough bitching. I'm going to name a few libertarian welfare queens because I'm so tired of this particular problem robbing well-intentioned people who have jobs of their well-earned money. It's also important to be able to laugh at the strange humans that try to lead you when you're more than capable of leading yourself. I generally like libertarians, but there are a few bad apples, and I want to let others know so they don't support jobless swindlers. Libertarian welfare queenism is a problem, but the solution is simple and voluntary. So again, you know, some of these terms are pretty inflammatory.
But you just said the solution is simple and voluntary, but like the problem is also... Like, I don't think it's a problem, but it's also voluntary, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, claiming here that, let's see, what was the other term? Robbing. That's a pretty inflammatory term. Robbing. No, okay, if you're being dishonest with what the money's doing, then that's certainly fraud, but it's not robbery. Robbery's where you stick a knife.
Right, I don't know any of these guys who said, I was going to do this. And then have it. And I know some people who have. You know, there's a person at Coplock with a calendar, Lauren Beth Faulkner, I believe, is her actual name. And, you know, she did some things, and she raised some money, and that I would consider fraudulent. I know her side of the story.
And she was outed.
And people were transparent about that, and that, you know, that would be, you know, she would fit this realm of this article, I believe, more proper than some of the folks you're about to list off here.
But even in that example, it wasn't robbery.
No, it wasn't robbery.
It was just something that, you know,
just
she
fraud.
Proposed. It was fraud. She said she was going to do X, and she didn't do that.
Right.
And but again, robbery is more of a thing that you do when you threaten someone with violence in order to get them to hand it over.
Right.
That kind of thing. So she goes and she says, in no particular order, Stefan Molyneux is up first, known as Holy Moly by his detractors. This guy makes his money off repackaging old philosophy and bad-touching donor brains. I tried to like him, I really did, but he reminded me of my mother. His audience is mostly young men and women who, if true believers, have separated from their families on his advice. She says that's not to make light of child abuse. I do believe separation is appropriate in certain circumstances. The same advice that got his actual therapist wife fined and threatened with suspension. He also creeps on her clients, which I'm pretty sure by any standard is a violation of privacy. Molyneux bullies listeners in precarious financial situations to send him money. And when I say bully, I mean he berates broke college kids over $1 donations. Like all good authoritarian figures, he's blatantly hypocritical in applying his own philosophy. He caused some ruckus lately when he filed a DMCA takedown notice claim on a critic, despite claiming to be virulently anti-IP, anti-intellectual property, for years. His older videos provide simple, easily accessible arguments for anarcho-capitalism, but his recent ones are riddled with misogyny and cop apologia. And I'm not one to throw the term misogyny around irresponsibly, but he likes to call women, quote, estrogen-based parasites, unquote, which is ironic, given that his wife is the one with a real job, and his living is subsidized by young people in an unstable economy. So there's a little bit more here, but, you know, some of her critiques are, you know, right on.
Spot on, yeah. The $1 thing, I remember that happening, and
wasn't
I thought that was a little...
He was insulted that people would give him a dollar
or two. Yeah, he made a Facebook post saying that, you know, if you're going to send me a dollar... I'm just going to send it back or something to that effect. It's not worth my time. I should just send it back. I forget the exact details on how that went down, but very unprofessional, in my opinion.
Right. If somebody sends me a dollar, I'm going to say, you know...
Thank you very much.
If I see the person, and if not, well, you know, I don't spend the time to, you know, respond on every donation, but...
Right. But I'm sure there's a template that works through the means. And there's text of what they're donating for. But... you know,
if someone were to come up and hand me a dollar in person, I'd absolutely say thank you.
Oh, for sure.
My nose up at that person.
I mean, when Pete and I were on the road, I mean, some people were like, I'm sorry, this is all I could get, whatever amount that, or give, that's all, you know. Like, and everyone was greeted with appreciation. It all was. I mean, whether it's a dollar or $100 or more, it's like, you know, this is obviously valuable, and obviously people put their, you know, scarce resource of time into, you know, getting this wealth on paper to hand off to you. So it's definitely appreciative.
Let's talk to Nick. He's in Cleveland, Ohio. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Adamo.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, this to me looks like trolling 101. This article, I didn't even know who MK Lords was until you guys started talking about her just now. And this is going to drive a ton of traffic to her content. Like, it's a surefire way to get attention for yourself to just attack all of the sort of prominent internet libertarians.
It might have that effect. I don't think that she's not normally one to, like, you know, seek attention. You know, I don't even think her. I don't know if, like, when her last blog was posted on this site, but I don't know how often.
Yeah, I would say I agree with you on that, Damo. In my experience, I mean, MK is someone who is not unknown within the liberty movement, but she's at the same time, yeah, certainly not what I would consider to be an attention seeker.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's an unintended consequence
for me.
I think she's frustrated. I think, you know, that she's seeing certain people in the movement getting donations and that she doesn't agree with what they're doing, and that frustrates her. And I think that that's really kind of the basis of this. And that's legitimate. I mean, it's legitimate to feel upset that people who are doing it wrong from your perspective are the ones who are getting rewarded. And, you know, you may not be getting as much of a reward, and you feel like you still have to be in a job, you know,
right,
40 hours a week in order to make ends meet. So I think this is just coming out of pure frustration from her part, and I think that's one of the reasons why it strikes as maybe a little bit personal. And you know, she's using sort of, I guess, inflammatory rhetoric here.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with her point that perhaps there's not enough entrepreneurship going on in the movement. I mean, providing goods and services outside of activism, like I've always, in my research, it seems to me like there could be more of that going on, definitely.
Well, we see some of it going on here in New Hampshire. I mean, we have, there's AgriCab, for instance, out in Manchester, where you can make a phone call and a liberty activist is going to show up and take you to where you need to go. So that's happening. There are people who are cooking for one another and providing other services for each other. But that's because we actually have a community of liberty activists who are living in close proximity here. And, you know, folks like MK don't have that. She lives in Pensacola, and, you know, there's a handful of folks down there, but there's not enough people to where you could offer products and services in any meaningful way on a local basis to anybody. And I mean, that's just sort of the nature of being a libertarian outside of New Hampshire, is you can't do that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Definitely, that is certainly true. Well, thank you, guys. I'll take
Hey, thanks, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think just a touch, too, is, like, he doesn't have to always be agorist. Like, you know, I've tried agorism, and, like, you know, so I'm back at a slave role job is what I call it, hourly, get taxes taken out, and, you know,
that's rough.
Some folks, yeah, well, we're in New Hampshire, so I guess it's less, and I've jacked up my exemptions so that I can get the, you know, I'll deal with them later. But even, like, so agorism, you know, like, some people are just like, oh, you're back at a slave job, hypocrite, whatever. It's like, well, I tried it, and I've done a lot of liberty things, and lastly, I don't have to justify myself to you, but, you know, you got 101 Deals that has started up here, and like, I know that
that's another good example,
right? They've done some, like, you know, certain licensing or some things like that, but they're still in a liberty oriented community, and, like, you know, they are setting themselves up in a position to do the Atlas Shrugged thing, you know, at a later date. And, you know, I think there's value in that too. There's, like, Porky Print that's out in Manchester that seems, you know, from what I see on social networks, doing pretty well. And hopefully,
personally, I like libertyactivistprinting.com. They do all my work, and they're established. They've been around for a long time. We'll come back with more. Your toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to more of MK's critiques here in moments, and you're welcome to share your thoughts here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. There's more coming up, plus more on the cops on the way.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.